Well, that was pretty tame stuff when released, but could more explicit lyrics cause today's teenagers to start having sex earlier? Just before we came on air, I spoke to Dr. Brian Primark, who's lead researcher of a new American study asking just that question.
The types of different portrayals are extremely varied, and we defined degrading sexual portrayals as ones that were purely physical, did not have emotional components, as well as they were one-sided in terms of power.
And that would mainly be male power over women, would it?
Generally, yes. There were only a couple counterexamples, but there were some counterexamples that our coders found.
Now, you spoke to hundreds of teenagers in different age groups and so forth. What did you find?
Well, we found that if you divide those teenagers, there were about 700 some in this study, into three categories, the ones that were exposed to the most degrading sexual portrayals, a middle group, and then the least degrading sexual portrayals, that the ones who were exposed to the most were more than twice as likely to have had early intercourse. However, we did not find a relationship that was statistically significant between exposure to non-degrading sexual portrayals and the sexual outcome.
So did you find that surprising? Were you expecting that all exposure would lead to early sex, or were you just unclear what you were going to find?
No, that is what we hypothesized, because there have been a couple of other studies you know, that have looked into this that found relatively similar results.
So what would your, I don't know whether you can do this, but can you actually say what lyrics should be avoided, or what type of songs should be avoided?
Not really. I mean, first of all, it's not really our intention to, you know, denigrate any particular type of music, any particular artists. It's just to say that it's just to see if there is a relationship between this exposure and the outcome. The other thing is that we really don't have, I think, enough evidence at this point. I mean, it certainly could be, this does not establish that one causes the other. This just says that they're related. I mean, it certainly is possible that exposure to these lyrics causes, people to engage in earlier sex, but it may be that people who are engaged in earlier sex are seeking out specific types of lyrics. So at this point, I don't think it would be a good idea to just sort of make a blanket statement about avoiding a particular type of music. I mean, I think certainly parents should be aware and other professionals should be aware, and I think that there's nothing wrong, and I think it would be valuable to increase our nation's and the world's media literacy, you know, our ability to analyze and evaluate these types of messages and realize what's real and what's not.
I wonder if it helps or makes a difference whether parents talk fully and frankly and early to young teenagers about sex.
It very well might, and that type of education can be integrated with the type of media literacy education I was talking about. In other words, it's often a portrayal in the media that can springboard a parent or another professional to then say, hey, let's analyze this together. What do you think is real about the way, you know, sex was portrayed in this movie or in this song, and what's not as real?
And that research from the University of Pittsburgh, done by Brian Primack, and the story was about whether explicit lyrics leads to teenagers having sex earlier. That was one of the most viewed stories on the BBC News website. And at the moment, the 71-year-old roller skater, is one of the most popular, perhaps not surprisingly. You can see those and more on the BBC News website. That's bbc.co.uk/news. It's 6:02.
Talking of the skater, there is great footage, actually, if you're watching on television, a CCTV camera of him going through the shopping centre. Anyway, Davey has sent us a text saying, come on, the skaters.
Quite right, I think. And on other subjects, Joe from Perth says, Jack Straw's veto over the Cabinet's discussion about the legality of the 2003 war can only mean the Cabinet knew it was not a legal war.
Another one on the Royal Mail says Jim Sheridan doesn't know what he's talking about. Post office management have done well over the last 20 years, considering the amount of change forced upon the business. That's from John.
And pensions at BT, says H in Glasgow, are hundreds of millions short of what will be required in future. Will the taxpayer be footing that bill too? The pensions were part of the promises made when the GPO was privatised. It's all about to hit the fan, he says.
Now, Heather is here with the weather forecast.